Ryan, who's your favorite Caden?
Yeah, they both played well. I thought, you know, the plan going in was that, you know, Larry Johnson talked about, you know, four guys playing as one. When you're going against a quarterback like this, it's easy to find yourself, you know, going off on your own and trying to make plays, and then, you know, it's easy for there to be layers that get disoriented, and before you know it, he can split out or squirt out. So, you know, all those guys working together worked, because if you understand that the coverage and the rush are working together, now they're starting to see how this works. You know, the second part of it, they're able to stick with it, cage it in there, and then get the sack. So did a great job stopping the run, had a good plan, but it was about the execution of it. So both those guys played great.
Ryan, you guys have won three different games now in three different ways, but the constant has been just defensive excellence. What are you attributing that to right now? And where do you see this defense going now that you've seen it be so good?
Just growing. We got to grow. I think it's great. It's a great reference point to come into a stadium like this. It's a great environment. I thought that, you know, the fans on their end were loud and showed up in a big way. It was great for our guys to see some red here. I think anytime you take a young team on a road, it's great to have familiar faces in the crowd, and you know, they had a presence, and that was great. But I think you know, the guys believe in the system. I think you have some guys in there like Sonny and Caleb and now Caden, IGB, that have played a lot of football, and they're kind of the guys that are leading the way, and then quickly these guys are following because they believe in them because they've seen it. And then I think you mix that in with the chemistry of the defensive staff and the game planning and the execution of it all. I think you're seeing that. Now, we're not where we need to be in terms of, you know, down the road. I think we still got a lot of work to do in all areas. So we have to continue to work to get better. But you're seeing, obviously, the potential of where we are. But each week we're going to have to continue to get better because, you know, in this conference, that's our first conference win. Got a lot of work to do. But it does give us something to refer back to of, you just went into an environment, they've won 22 straight games, and this team won. And, you know, if we can do some things a little bit better, you know, we're going to come out of this film session thinking that, you know, we could have even played a little better in certain areas. But that's it. This time of year, you got to continue to figure out what the issues are and continue to get better. But I think the confidence is there, and it should be.
So to Joey and Rob Oliver.
And specifically with this defense, the way it's playing on third down has been really strong. Tonight,
Washington,
the country, leading the nation at third down conversions. What are you specifically doing in some of those spots to kind of get the stop on third down,
hold
them to a field goal? That seems really strong.
Yeah, well, it starts with first and second down, it's playing situational football. And the way that we're playing now, you know, and most teams are playing, they huddle, we huddle, you know, you're not going to get as many plays. Yeah, you're talking about 53 and 62. So it's not a lot of football. So that means the percentage of plays is going to be a lot situational. And so we've got to be great in the situations. And it's something we've worked hard in the preseason. Certainly Matt and the defensive staff understand that part of it and work hard at it. We do as a team. But that really what it comes down to in understanding, you know, your opponent. Now, it's always about us, but you got to understand how they're trying to attack us. And a big part of it was stopping the run on first and second down and forcing them into third and you know, either third medium, third long situations.
Over to Rob.
Yeah, Ryan, I think it's fair to say you're offensive-minded. What does a defense like this allow you to do offensively? Not take risks, just, you know, not make mistakes? Is that sort of the idea, or how do you work that in the game plan?
Well, I think it's important that we continue to grow on offense and, you know, figure out where the identity of this team is and where it's going. I think, you know, it's something that we'll work on week to week. But when you have a defense that is playing the way it is right now, you can play with confidence knowing that, you know, you don't have to score every single possession. You can control the clock and, you know, play it. I wouldn't say more conservative, but, you know, you understand time, score, and situation. Quite honestly, in that last drive or second to last drive, when we took the penalty, which we can't be doing this, you know, we can't be having these self-inflicted wounds. it's going to cost us a game. So, and that happened too many times in this game. So, we had, five penalties, and so we can't do that. But when we found ourselves in that situation, it was, you want to push the ball down the field and possibly create a turnover or, run it twice and kick the field goal and make it, 14-point game. We ran it there and on 3rd and 17 and got 16 yards on it. And then once it was 4th and 1, we decided to go for it. So it allows you to sort of play the game knowing that you have a good defense and you don't have to score every time. Now, the goal is to score every time, and we got to continue to figure out ways to be more explosive. And we will. We will. That's something that we're going to work harder on this week.
Real quick, you have a new defensive coordinator. You lost a lot of guys. Are you at all surprised that this is becoming historically elite defensive?
Well, we're only 4 games in, so we got a lot of work to do here.
4 games, it's historically good.
Hey, well, I'd rather it this way than any other way, right? So, listen, it doesn't surprise me with the coaches that we have. It doesn't surprise me with the players that we have. But that being said, we got a long season ahead of us, and I think there's confidence right now, and that's the most important thing, I think, for young players. And now, I think we can start to say they're not inexperienced anymore. Maybe they don't have as many games as some of the guys who were here last year, but now, you're starting to see them do that. And, you take, some of these guys who started for the first time on defense, people talk about Julian, but, the first, a start for a lot of these guys was Texas at home. And now first road game was against a team that won 22 straight at home. So, these are all things that I think are building up our confidence, which is critical. So to say I'm surprised, no, I'm not surprised. But it's exciting. It's exciting to see the capability and the potential. And I think if we can all stick together as a team, we'll have the chance here. But long way to go, a lot of work to do.
Two more, Cameron T, and then Joe Nugent all the way to the back. Cameron?
Brian, you mentioned Julian, obviously his first road start in a place like this. How important was that drive to end the first half, and then to carry that over? How important was that for him, and how can he continue building that
goal? Man, the middle eight, that's it. So many games are won and lost in the middle eight. So for us to score there and then come back before you turn it, it's 14-7. We're going to look back on this first quarter and just, get sick. But that's football, too. And that's on the road, and I got to tell you, when you wake up in the morning and you go, okay, here we go. Who knows what's going to happen in this type of a game? Now, we got to get on the film. We got to learn from it. We got to get better at it because if we're going to go where we want to go in terms of this team, we got to be better in those areas. But it would have been very easy to get discouraged, and we didn't. Hung in there, kept swinging, kept battling. And so, we showed resilience, and that's a positive.
All the way in the back, Joe.
On the Washington fake field goal attempt, did that feel like a momentum shift on the bench? Did it feel different?
I thought that was a big swing in the game for sure. Yep. They were being aggressive, but it was, our guys were prepared for it, and that was a big stop. Big stop. Because when you get down in the red zone, you carry, we got to force field goals. But then when you get a stop like that, when you get a stop, it's a 4-point play. When you get a stop that, now it's a 7-point swing. That's the way we look at it. So that was a big point in the game for sure.
All right, coach. Thank you.
All right.